The footsteps were coming closer. I knew it was Sally Mae, had to be. And suddenly I was seized by panic and terror. Cold chills ran down my backbone. My breaths came in short bursts. My heart began to pound like a bass drum. Fellers, it looked very bad, even hopeless. See, if I moved or tried to run, the chickens would go off, and just imagine how that would look to Sally Mae, me running out of a squawking hen house. But if I didn't move or try to run, she would walk in and find me sitting upon a nest full of, well, used eggs, you might say. And naturally, she would never think to pin the blame on the guilty party. Oh no, she would leap to conclusions and follow the line of superficial evidence, which sure enough led right to my front door, so to speak.
No.
Closer and closer. Crunch, crunch. The footsteps stopped at the door. Maybe she would... Someone was fingering the latch. My eyes focused on the knob. I froze, didn't even dare to breathe. Maybe she would... The knob turned. The door swung open. The squeaking of the hinges stabbed the silence. I tried to swallow, but my mouth had gone dry. A long shadow fell across the floor of the chicken house. It wasn't the shadow of Eddie the Rack, or Drover, or anyone else I wanted to see at that moment. It was a human shadow. It was coming inside. Well, I'd had a pretty good life. I'd always hoped it would be a little longer than this, and I really hadn't planned for it to end in a chicken house. But a guy doesn't always get to pick and choose his... A human form appeared in the doorway. I found myself staring into the eyes of little Alfred. All the air went out of my body. I almost fainted with joy. He stared at me with wide eyes, and then a grin tugged at one corner of his mouth.
Hanky, what are you doing?
Well, it did look strange, me sitting on a nest in the chicken house. It wasn't the sort of thing a guard dog, a ranch dog, would do under normal conditions. I gave him a big smile and whapped my tail. He crept over to me.
Are you trying to weigh an egg?
No, not exactly. You see, Eddie had told me there was no way I could explain it. All at once, I was overwhelmed by the feeling that I had done something really stupid. I stood up. The boy's eyes went to the, well, to the pile, to the collection of, to the accumulation, shall we say, of eggshells in the nest below me. His eyes widened. His mouth fell open. Air rushed into his lungs. He covered his mouth with a hand.
Hanky, you tried to hatch the eggs, and you broke them.
I cut my eyes from side to side. Why, yes, that's exactly what I had. What a clever lad. My goodness, with just a few clues and signs, he had, by George, pieced the whole thing together. Yes, sometime in the night, I had gotten this wild, crazy idea, see, and had wondered. I'd always wondered if a dog could sit on a chicken's nest and hatch the eggs. So I'd tried it. Hopped up on the nest. But darn the luck, I hadn't thought about, well, what the weight of a dog would do to a bunch of little bitty eggs, don't you see? And darn the luck, I'd broken them all. I gave him my most sincere smile and several big wags. But the important point here, and the point I tried hardest to convey and emphasize, was that this was no ordinary case of egg theft. The eggs had merely broken, is all. No kidding. Nobody had eaten them. The boy whistled under his breath.
Whew. If Mom finds out that you sat on her eggs, Hanky, she's gonna be mad.
Yes, I'd thought of that, so... what could we do to... Well, prevent the spread of violence and bloodshed. He cast slow glances over both shoulders.
She'll be out here pretty quick. We'd better hide the shells.
Great idea. I hadn't thought of that, but yes, anything to halt the spread of violence and bloodshed and promote peace on the ranch. I was for that 100%. I hopped out of the nest. While Alfred gathered up all the eggshells and crammed them into his pockets, I turned to the rows of hens sitting on their nests. They were watching us very carefully. "Hi there," I said with a warm smile. "We had a little accident over here, no big deal, nothing major, just a small mess. We'll have it cleaned up in a second and be on our way. Y'all have a good day now, here." I gave them a wink and a casual wave and backed out the door. Alfred followed and eased the door shut. He held his breath and listened. Two or three hens clucked, but that was it. I almost fainted with relief. Holy smokes, had we dodged a bullet or what? I went straight over to the boy and gave him my biggest, juiciest, most thankful lick on the cheek and ear. He laughed and pushed me away.
"Quit wicking me."
Then his face grew solemn and he shook his finger in my face.
"Hanky, dogs can't make eggs hatch. Don't do that anymore."
He was right. I knew he was right. It had been silly of me to think that I could hatch out a bunch of eggs. I assured him that it would never happen again. Never, ever. And at that point, I began plotting my revenge on Eddie the Rack. He would pay for this. I headed for his cage. Huh? It was empty. Well, that fit his pattern of sneaky behavior. After luring me into his web of lies and half-truths, now he was afraid to come back and face the roses. Not a bad idea, actually. Perhaps he knew what kind of roses I had planned to give him. A big one, right on the end of his nose. I heard little Alfred coming up behind me.
Uh-oh, Eddie's gone. But look, Twack's in the snow.
I whooped, so to speak, and sure enough, there was a clear line of raccoon tracks heading off to the south in the direction of Wolf Creek.
Let's see if we can find Eddie.
Find Eddie? I wasn't so sure that that was a good idea. I mean, Alfred's mom had laws against him taking off on hikes without her permission. And this was January, a month when the weather tended to be cold and unpredictable. February, actually. On the other hand, I could see certain advantages in being somewhere else when Sally Mae came out to gather the eggs. Maybe she wouldn't find the evidence of broken eggs, but surely she would notice the, well, sudden drop in production. That could lead to hard questions and, yes, by George, it was a nice morning for a walk. Why not? The boy was dressed for the weather, snow boots, gloves, cap, and insulated coveralls. And we would leave a clear trail in the snow. If someone really wanted to find us, they could do it without much trouble. Slim and Loper fancied themselves to be expert trackers, you know, and following our trail would give them a little exercise and something to brag about. And besides all that, Alfred didn't ask my opinion. He was already on the trail, and I had to run to catch up with him. We hiked down the hill behind the house and past the gas tanks. Drover was there, and would you like to guess what he was doing? Pushing up a long line of Z's. Sleeping his life away. Homesteading his gunny sack. I called to him as we walked past. "Wake up, half-stepper! Arise and sing! We're on our way to conquer new worlds, and you're about to miss the bus." He jumped straight up and staggered around in crazy circles. His eyes were crooked. His ears were crooked. Heck, I think even his nose was crooked. Those were all sure and clear signs that the little mutt was still half asleep. He staggered out to join us.
"Oh my gosh, did you see that bus?"
"Bus? No, I didn't see a bus."
"Well, I did. Saw it with my own eyes."
"That's odd."
"Not really. I've never used anybody else's.
Anybody else's what?
Eyes. I always use my own.
Yes, of course. So do I.
You saw it too?
I didn't say that, Drover, and stop leaping to conclusions. Let's take this thing one step at a time.
Yeah, 'cause one step always comes before the next one.
Exactly. A bus on this ranch? Somehow that doesn't add up.
Yeah, and I never was any good with numbers, but I've got good eyes and they saw it.
Strange. Maybe you'd better give me a description.
Well, let's see. Big. It was big. Real big.
Got it. Go on. How about wheels? Did it have wheels?
Oh, yeah, lots of wheels.
Numbers, Drover. We need numbers.
Okay. 37, 13, 68, and 4.
I stared at him. The number of wheels on the bus.
Oh, I thought you just wanted some numbers.
No, the number of wheels.
8.
Yes, but it was cornbread and I almost choked, so it doesn't count. But the eggs were delicious, thanks.
You're welcome.
At that point, we reached the north bank of Wolf Creek. And here we had to suspend my interrogation. Why? Because we had to cross the creek. Hang on while we cross the creek.